to the GEMS and the counselors for taking part in the service this morning. We appreciate that. We appreciate the GEMS ministry here, and a special thanks to all the counselors for all the work that you do working with our children and the girls and the girls from not only within the church, but also there's a number that come from the community. So thank you very much, Karen and Sarah and the other counselors, for all the work that you do. So as part of our service here this morning for GEM Sunday, we're also going to focus on the theme being In His Steps. And so we're going to read from a couple of passages in the Bible. First of all, from Philippians 2, 1 through 8, and then also from 1 John 2, 1 through 6. And the last verse of that would be then the GEMS verse that we're focusing on this morning. So I think the words should be on the screen for you to follow along. So hear then the word of God. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. And then 1 John 2, beginning at verse 1. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. And then the last verse then, this last part is the GEMS verse. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. And so far then the reading of God's word. Dear people of God, and especially the GEMS girls this morning. One thing I appreciate about living in a small town like Wingham is that I can walk to work. I can walk to the office. And most of the time what I'm able to do is I live just straight east of here. Most of the time I'm able to walk along the path in the field that's between the self-storage across the road and our street that's in behind. And I try to take that shortcut as often as possible, and even sometimes when it starts to snow later in the year, and admittedly it's happened a few times where I think, I think it's still okay, I think I can still walk through here, but admittedly there's been a few times when the snow has been a little bit deeper than I expected, and it started to go over my shoes, and what I find, what I can do in those situations, is sometimes I try to step in the steps that somebody else has already done before me. And sometimes that keeps the snow from going in my shoes. How many of you done that? Walking through the snow and walking in somebody's steps. Yeah, lots of us have tried that. And you know, to just try to walk in someone's footsteps, it makes it easier to walk through the snow, right? Well, the GEMS theme is a beautiful picture of what it means to walk in Jesus' steps. Even when we came here this morning, we saw the steps from the doors coming all the way into the auditorium here, just to remind us of what it means to walk in Jesus' steps. And really, there's no greater honor we can give someone than to be like them, to want to walk in that person's steps. And I hope that even in the GEMS programs, that, even though the focus is being in step with Jesus, that your counselors have also been a model for you, that you say, I would like to walk in the steps of these counselors. I would like to live as they live. I trust that that's been that way in the GEMS ministry. And maybe sometimes we've had someone say to us, you remind me of your father, or you remind me of your mother. And as parents, we kind of appreciate that kind of comment, that one of our kids reminds people of us, hopefully in good ways. And in that way, the GEMS theme encourages us to be like Jesus, to walk in Jesus' steps, to live our lives like Jesus lives. Because that's the greatest way that we can give honor to Jesus, to be like him, to live like Jesus in this world. And we see that in the reading from the passage from Philippians 2 and also from 1 John 2. But in Philippians 2 verse 5, it says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. And what attitude is that? An attitude of humility. An attitude of not being there to lord it over us, but the attitude of being a servant. Now, when we think of the word attitude, sometimes we say to our kids, and maybe some of you GEM girls have said that too, our parents say, you have an attitude. And that's not usually necessarily seen as a positive thing, right? Many times we think of the word attitude in somewhat of a negative kind of way. I remember one of my boys, when he was much younger, we as parents, we did what we thought we should do, and that was to feed him his vegetables, right? And we put some beans on his plate, and he just refused to eat them. He says, I don't like beans. I don't want to eat the beans, he'd say. But as good parents, we'd make him stay at the table to finish his beans while the other kids went off to play. I don't know if that's happened to you GEMS girls at all, but that's what we did with our son at that time. And that's what a bad attitude does. He made up his mind he just doesn't like beans, and he wasn't even going to give it a chance to even try. Now, our text from Philippians 2 presents a more positive kind of attitude. Now, for you girls, imagine being part of a soccer team. Maybe some of you are. And you think that your team is pretty good. And you're facing a team, you're going to play a team that's in first place, and they haven't even lost a game yet. And your coach comes along before the game and says, well, girls, I'm sorry to tell you this, but we're going to lose today. This team is just too strong. Even if we play our best, there's no way we can beat them. What's going to happen? You're probably going to lose, right? Because there's no chance you're going to win if your coach has that kind of attitude. But if your coach were to come along and say, you know what, girls, that team over there, they're rated number one. But I've been watching you girls play. I've been watching you putting everything into your practice. And I know that today you're going to give it your best and you're going to play like you've never played before. And I believe we're going to beat this team. And with that kind of attitude, suddenly the whole focus changes. Because that kind of attitude can even change the outcome of the game, because you're now acting in a different and more positive kind of way. Jesus came to this earth as a human being. Jesus is the only person who could have legitimately walked around here telling everyone how great he was. After all, Jesus was 100% human and 100% God. And not only that, Jesus, he had all the authority and all the power of God. He truly was the greatest person who ever lived. And yet the Apostle Paul, the writer of the book of Philippians, says in Philippians 2 verse 6 and 7, Jesus, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. You see, Jesus could have highlighted how incredible his power was. Jesus could have put the focus on his awesome speaking abilities. He could have talked about his miracles and all the amazing things that he did. But Jesus didn't do that. Instead, it says he didn't consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. He didn't walk around saying, "Look at me, I'm this great person." Instead, Jesus decided, "I am going to show what I really came here for. To serve, to be a servant." And by his death on the cross, he provided us with the greatest act of service that this world has ever seen. Now, the attitude that we see around us in our society is often a lot different. The attitude that we see a lot is a me first kind of attitude. That I'll do whatever it takes for me to get ahead, whatever it takes for me to win, whatever it takes for me to be in first place. It happens in sports. It happens in the business world. It happens with our kids. Even as parents, we want our kids to be the best. We want our kids to have the best grades. We want our kids to be the best in sports. We want our kids to be great. I'm sure many of us watched the Olympics that happened a couple months ago, right? I'm sure some of you girls did too. And it always amazes me how these athletes, what they can do when they are trying their best to reach for the gold. And that's the attitude that as parents we often pound into our kids. To be number one, to be in first place. Some of you might even remember what happened with the Canadian women's hockey team. Unfortunately, they lost to the U.S. And one of the Canadian players took off her silver medal because she wasn't happy with being in second place. The same thing happened with a Swedish player at the World Juniors. He took off his silver medal and he threw it into the crowd because he didn't want to be number two. And that's an attitude that's so prevalent in our society today. It happens in our families. It happens in our workplaces. It even happens at school. Nobody wants to be number two. And no matter what we do, we do everything we try to get ahead of somebody else. That's just the way we tick so naturally. But Jesus doesn't give us that kind of attitude. Jesus provides a different measure of greatness. Not to be number one, but how to be dead last. Mark 10, verse 43 and 40 through 45 says, "Whoever wants to become great among you," says Jesus, "must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be a slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus didn't come into this world to lord it over us. Jesus came into this world to show us how to serve, to have the right attitude as shown to us by Jesus himself. And Jesus gave us the greatest gift that anyone could ever give. You see, in and of ourselves, each one of us, we deserve to go to hell because of our sin. That's the message of the Bible. But thankfully, the message of the Bible is also that because of Jesus, that Jesus came into this world to be our Savior. Jesus came into this world to take on the sin that we ourselves have. And because of Jesus' great love for us, Jesus died in our place to take on the punishment that we deserve. 1 John 2, verse 2 says, "Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." Jesus showed us the greatest love imaginable when he gave up his life for us on the cross. John 15, verse 13 says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And what Jesus did for us, that wasn't something that he was forced to do. Jesus willingly allowed himself to be put on that cross because of his great love for us. Now, when somebody does something really significant for us, the way we should respond, at least what we do is we want to show thankfulness to that person, right? Even this morning, as the GEMS group, you showed thankfulness to Sarah and to Margaret for their help in the GEMS ministry. And that's a great thing to do, to show our gratitude to someone for what they do for us. And when we recognize our own sin, when we recognize our own shortcomings, and we recognize how much Jesus did to give up his life to take away our sin, we can't help but develop a spirit of gratitude to Jesus. And really, that kind of gratitude, that kind of attitude is what we need to be able to walk in Jesus' steps. Because when we realize the magnitude of God's amazing gift of love for us in Jesus, once we recognize that there's nothing we could do to earn our right to be one of God's children, then we start to ask, how can I show my thankfulness, my gratitude to God for this amazing gift? And that's what it takes for us to have a heart like Jesus, for us to have an attitude like Jesus. As Paul says in Philippians 2, verse 1 through 5, and take note as I read that those verses, it'll be up on the screen in a moment. Take note that the word any gets repeated four times in the first few verses of that passage. And it helps to give us perspective of what Jesus had done for us. So if you follow along on the screen, take note of each time I say the word any. It says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if you have any comfort from his love, if any fellowship in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. You should have the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus. In other words, what Paul is saying here is that if you have any sense of joy or gratitude for this amazing gift of God's grace and love for us in Jesus, then show it. Show it to other people by taking on the attitude of a servant. Because that's what he's calling you as GEMS to do. To serve others. Not to think just of yourself, but being willing to be helpful and to serve others. And that's something that God calls each one of us as adults to do also, to live as Jesus did, to be a servant to others. Think of it this way. The best way that we can show our gratitude to God is by loving and serving other people. 1 John 3, verse 16 says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. And really, it's not all that complex when we really think about it. Jesus, when someone asked him what it means to live for God, Jesus says, it's really as simple as this. Two simple things that we need to do. In Matthew 22, verse 37 and 38, Jesus says, the first thing is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And Jesus says, and the second thing is, love your neighbor as yourself. And that really summarizes all of it. When we love other people, when we love our neighbor, we are showing our love for God, and we do that out of gratitude, out of thankfulness for his goodness and his love for us. Later in the book of Matthew, in Matthew 25, Jesus tells a parable about the sheep and the goats. And Jesus says in verse 40, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. In other words, what Jesus is saying is there is that when we show love and concern for other people, and especially to those who sometimes have a hard time in their lives, our attitude towards them, our action towards these people, is really an attitude and an action towards Jesus himself. It's our way of showing thankfulness to God for what he has done for us in Jesus. Now, one person who exemplified that is someone by the name of Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa died close to 20 years ago, but Mother Teresa was a wonderful example of what it took to have the attitude of a servant. She showed her love for God by loving the least of these. And when she won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979, Mother Teresa was asked this question. Someone asked her, why did you dedicate your life like this to the sick and the dying? And her response was astounding. She said, I haven't dedicated my life to the sick and the dying. It just so happens that I see Jesus in the face of the sick and the dying. In other words, Mother Teresa dedicated her life to Jesus, which meant that she would then dedicate her life to those who were sick and struggling in their lives. She dedicated her life to those who needed someone to love and care for them. Which is why Mother Teresa is one of those people that we look to who walked like Jesus did, who walked in his steps. You see, When we serve others, when we show love to other people, we're not just showing them the gift of love. In essence, we are also telling God that we love him and how grateful we are for what he's done for us. And think about it. How would that change your attitude? As we go through each day and we look at people around us, and especially those who sometimes have a hard time in their lives, if we look at these people as if we were looking at Jesus himself, how would that change our attitude? Because that's how the Great Command works. By loving and serving others, we end up loving and serving Jesus out of gratitude for what he's done for us. And even more important, when we serve other people like that, we actually reflect Jesus to the people of this world. Now, we might not always think of it that way, but people actually see Jesus in us when we walk in his steps and when we love and serve others like Jesus did. Think about it. That's probably the only way that some people in our community are ever going to hear about Jesus, when we reach out to them and we show love to them. And as they experience our love for them, it gives us the opportunity to be able to speak to them. It gives us the right to speak to them about Jesus and his amazing gift of forgiveness and salvation. Many times these people, they wouldn't want to hear any of that. But as we earn their trust and reach out to them with love, then sometimes they're ready to hear what it is that we have to say to them. And even as a church community, we have an opportunity to do that in a couple of weeks. We're going to hear a little bit more about that. Karen is going to speak to us in a few moments. But in a few weeks, we as a church, we plan to go into the community. We plan to rake the yards of those who find it difficult to do that for themselves. And even if some of you girls, if you want to help out on a Saturday morning just to rake some people's yards, you're welcome to help out for that. Because when we do that, when we go out into the community and when we show our love for people like that, we are showing what it's like to be a servant. We are showing Jesus to them. And when we serve others in that way, we reflect Jesus to people who maybe don't know anything about Jesus. And if you think about that, it's amazing that Jesus uses your face or my face to show his face to those who are lost and hurting in our community. Jesus uses imperfect people like you and me to show his amazing gift of love and grace to other people. And guess what? We don't need to go to Africa or maybe Central America to do something like that. We can do that right here in the community that we live. We heard earlier that as a GEMS group, you went to Braemar at Christmas time to sing Christmas carols and to give gifts to the seniors there. Well, I don't know if you really thought about it, but when you did that, as girls, you were representing Jesus there. You were showing the face of Jesus to the people in that senior psalm. And the same when you went into the community to collect for the food bank, you were showing the face of Jesus to the people, to the homes that you went to collect that food. And we can all do that. We can all do that to our neighbors. We can do that to the people that we work with as we reach out to them with a servant heart. And when we do that, we show Jesus to the people of this community. And it doesn't have to take an organized event like the flash mob raking that we plan to do in a couple of weeks. Often it just takes a kind word. A kind word to someone at school or at work or maybe a neighbor. Someone who sometimes gets picked on by other people or maybe doesn't have a lot of friends. As we reach out to them and show love and concern for them, we are like Jesus to these people. And these small acts of kindness can make a big difference in the way that we reflect Jesus to them. And the opportunities are there if we're willing to look beyond ourselves. If we're willing to keep our eyes open to those kinds of opportunities, and we take the focus off ourselves and we look at the needs of people around us and we see people with the eyes of Jesus, then we can prayerfully look for God to lead us to serve people, the people around us, because the opportunities are there. And God will give us those opportunities if we really pray for them. Because that's what God calls us to do, to look for Jesus in the faces of those that God places in our path, to be ready to serve them out of gratitude for what Jesus has done for us, to give up his life for us. As the GEMS verse in 1 John 2 verse 6 so aptly says, whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. And so may God enable us to live in that way in this world. And all God's people said, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the amazing gift of your Son Jesus, who willingly came into this world as a servant. Help us on this GEM Sunday to remember that for us, our focus in life is not to be about being first, but a willingness to be like Jesus. A willingness to walk in his steps as we choose to put the interests of others before our own. Lord God, we've confessed that for most of us that doesn't happen very easily. We so easily think about ourselves. And so, Lord God, help us through your Holy Spirit's leading to put the needs of others before our own. And we pray, Lord God, that you will work with your Holy Spirit to give us humble hearts, to be willing to serve others out of gratitude for your amazing gift of love and grace to us in Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to see Jesus in the people around us. Help us to reflect the face of Jesus to the people of this community. Help us, Lord, to take up the opportunities that you place in our paths to love and serve others as you have done for us in Jesus. In his name we pray this. Amen.